In this podcast, I'm talking all about birds of prey and falconry experiences across Ireland. Hi, welcome back to the Traveling in Ireland podcast. Today, I am talking all about birds of prey and falconry experiences in Ireland. Now, my family had our first hawk walk back in 2015, and ever since then, we have been hooked on these up-close experiences with birds of prey. So in today's podcast, I'm going to tell you the difference between a birds of prey demonstration and a hawk walk, a few things to keep in mind before you book these experiences, and then I'll go into the places that we have had our hawk walks and birds of prey demonstrations, as well as other spots in Ireland that you're going to be able to find these experiences. You can literally find a hawk walk all across Ireland. So it can fit into any itinerary in the country. But before we get into that, I have someone that I want to introduce you to. If you haven't had a chance to meet my friend Ollie in episodes 120 or 162, he is the owner of ollie'stours.com. And today, I'm just going to give you a brief introduction to him as he invites you on a couple of his famous tours.
So we specialize in the Aran Islands and the Cliffs of Moher. Both of these experiences start from Doolin, a small little village on the west coast, or Galway, a larger city on the west coast. So the first one is the Aran Islands. If the Aran Islands are not on your bucket list, get them on quick. They are absolutely phenomenal. Trust me, it's like going to a time machine. The horse, the carts, the old traditions, the stone walls, the landscape, it is phenomenal. There are three Aran Islands, Inishmore, Inishman, and Inishear. We go to Inishear mainly because it's my favourite. It's a shorter boat ride and it's just loads of fun. We don't have the cookie cutter experience. We bring you all the way there. We're with you the entire time. We do a bike tour or a pony and trap tour, whatever you kind of like. And we also introduce you to some locals for some tea, coffee, and scones. If you like, you can also add on a Cliffs of Moher cruise on the way home. So you can get the Aran Islands and the Cliffs of Moher in one foul swoop. If you don't want to see the Aran Islands at all, you just want to go to the Cliffs of Moher, we offer a really fun experience. 5 mile hike from Doolin all the way to the top of the Cliffs of Moher. Views seen by less than 3% of people. If you want a book, Jody will give you the details, but we offer public and private tours. Woo!
I've done the Cliffs of Moher tour with Ollie. It is so much fun and so informational. If you want to learn more about Ollie's tours, visit IrelandFamilyVacations.com/Ollie, O-L-L-I-E.
By the way, this is my first podcast ad, so it'd be really appreciated if you did look up that. Woohoo!
Let's start with a little bit about what falconry is. So the sport of falconry is the hunting of wild animals in their natural habitat by means of a trained bird of prey. Super simple. Falconry has been practiced in Ireland since approximately 3000 BC, and the first reference to falconry in Ireland was made in the 7th century in reference to the King of Tara owning two hunting hawks. So it goes way back. In the 12th century, Norman law restricted falconry to the upper classes, which is kind of where the term the sport of kings came from. So it has a very rich history, and gosh, it is just so much fun. And while you might be able to experience a falconry or birds of prey demonstration and a hawk walk at the same location, you're going to find that these two experiences are not the same. So a falconry demonstration or a birds of prey demonstration is an educational event that allows a group of people to observe multiple predatory birds in like a single arena type setting, if you will. They usually include two or three different birds, really in entertaining presentations and facts and history about each bird, as well as flight demonstrations that showcase the flying and hunting techniques of the individual birds. Now, depending on the presentation, audience members may be asked to participate, and photo opportunities may be available after the show. A hawk walk is a private session for a couple, a family, or a small group. In this, you're going to get up close with the birds. You're going to maybe meet a few before you set out with the birds that you will be flying, which are usually Harris hawks. The average hawk walk lasts about an hour, and some can be longer. So when you do make your booking, you want to ask how long that experience is, just in case you have other things that you're planning for the day, so you don't run over, you don't have to rush off, things like that. Pricing for hawk walks vary by location, but you can expect to pay about 120 euro per person for a 1 hour walk. Before you book a Birds of Prey experience, there are a few things that you will want to keep in mind. Now, the birds in both the demonstration and the hawk walks are predators. So if a tasty morsel happens to show itself during the walk, the bird is very likely to hunt and capture this little treat that decided to brave the environment. The birds of prey are carnivores, so during the performances or the walk, they will be fed raw meat, which at times can be recognizable as an animal. We have, in our experiences, had, like baby chicks or chick fetus, partially formed chick, that we've held, as well as rabbit. So just be aware that if you're sensitive to that kind of thing, or if you're traveling with children who may be sensitive, you might want to rethink that activity. Speaking of prey, as the bird flies toward you may feel a little bit like the prey because they are focused on that raw meat that you are holding on your gloved hand. It's kind of an exhilarating feeling. And just there's really no way to describe it, but just know that they come directly at you. You do need to be still. You don't want to jerk away or things like that. So just be prepared for that type of feeling. The birds are not trained like you would expect a trained animal to be. So they don't do things on command. They do things, I don't want to necessarily say at enticement, but they're not going to come and land on your hand if you do not have your hand out and holding meat. That's just not the way they work. They know that they come, they get that treat. And then finally, many hawk walks do have a minimum age requirement. This is by law. So if you are traveling with young children and you want to do an experience like this, be sure to check before booking. Advanced reservations are always required for hawk walks. These are limited availability sessions. And so if you know you want to do one and you know where you want to do it, you do want to get that into your itinerary and booked as soon as you know the dates. Now, you can find hawk walks all over the country of Ireland, literally all the way around. And I'm going to share those with you in just a moment. But there are only a couple of Birds of Prey demonstrations that are open to the public. What I have found, though, that carries over between everything, because every experience you have is going to be just slightly different. But the one theme that carries over and is constant is the passion of the people who are working with these birds of prey, the passion of the falconers, the knowledge and the way they're willing to share, and they just want you to feel a little bit, of this excitement and passion that they have, and the incredible care that is given to the birds. It really is just, it's just phenomenal. And you walk away from these experiences understanding a whole lot more about these birds of prey. It's just, I cannot say enough good things about it. So first, I'm going to start with the hawk walk experiences and demonstration experiences that we have personally had. And then I'm going to finish up with some of the other locations that you will find hawk walks in Ireland. So like I said at the very beginning, you can fit this experience into any Ireland itinerary. Now, our first hawk walk took place at the Mount Falcon Estate in County Mayo. And this one was really fun. It was the only hawk walk that we have actually done with an accompanying hunting dog. So that made it really, really special. We got to meet the birds, and then we took the hawks out. That area is very wooded. So the dog was along with us to show how maybe a dog would flush out prey for the birds to hunt. It was really a lot of fun, and if you are up in County Mayo, I highly recommend it. Our second hawk walk actually was with a private falconer at the time at an event, and Jim O'Connor, who is a master falconer, can now be found at the Falconry Center at the Irish National Heritage Park in Wexford. This is a wonderful historical park, like kind of like a living history museum, if you will, an outdoor living history area. But you can do, here you can do a falconry demonstration, and they also have the birds in habitats set up, so you can actually go up and see the birds without doing, without booking a private demonstration. So this is a really terrific spot to visit for just viewing and learning about the birds. Our next experience took place at Adair Manor. So on site there is Adair Country Pursuits. Now this location for us offered the most complete falconry experience. It began with a personal meeting with six different birds of prey. So we met this massive African eagle, a snowy owl, this teeny tiny little copse owl, and there was a falcon and something else I can't remember now, but we got to see and hold and meet these birds before we went out to walk our Harris hawks. So this was a longer experience and a more educational experience than you'll get in a lot of places, just because we had that longer opportunity with more birds. And we actually finished with an eagle flight display. So it was, I think, was about 3 hours in total. Obviously, the most expensive experience that we've had as well. But if you have the time and you can personalize this experience with Adair Country Pursuits, I highly recommend it. The next experience we had was at the Ireland School of Falconry at Ashford Castle. Now, this is the oldest falconry school in Ireland. It's probably the one that people know the most about or have heard of. And the grounds that you're going to be doing your hawk walk on are probably the most beautiful, because you will be walking with your hawks through the gardens and the woodlands. So it makes for a really gorgeous experience there. Probably one of the newer locations that you're going to find in Ireland is the Hawkeye School of Falconry at the Lyrith Estate. Now, Lyrith Estate is just outside of Kilkenny City, in obviously County Kilkenny. But this one was really educational. I liked the educational portion of it that we did before we took the hawks out. It really made the experience very full. We felt, you know, the discussions and things like that. It was just really, really interesting. this walk takes place in an open field that is surrounded by trees. So it's almost like you have a ring of trees around you and then a wide open field. And the thing that I liked about this is that it offered more demonstration of flight. So you could really see how the hawks were gliding to you coming out of the tall trees at the edge. Made for some great photos and slow motion video just because the space was so wide open. So I highly recommend the Hawkeye School of Falconry if you're in the heart of the country. And finally, our last one that we just had this last fall was at the Owl Wee Burren Experience in County Clare. Now, this location offers both a public birds of prey demonstration and private hawk walks. So that makes it a really unique offering where you can do both. I love their birds of prey demonstration because not only is it educational, but it's really, really entertaining. It's so engaging. There's audience participation. And then photo ops are offered. So if you can't do a hawk walk, but you would really like to have your picture taken with one of the birds of prey, don't be shy. You will usually have that opportunity at the birds of prey demonstration there. The private hawk walk at Owl Wee is really unique because it takes place in a forested area at the edge of that rocky burren landscape. And because this area is not as busy as other spots, like with foot traffic, you may have the chance to actually see the birds hunt, which is always exciting because you can tell when they focus on something that's moving, like in the bushes or under the rocks. You can just see them snap onto it, and then they just swoop down, and that's really exciting. Now, like I said, there are so many places in Ireland where you can have a falconry experience. So I'm going to share the other locations for you to look into and see which one fits best into your personal itinerary. The School of Falconry at Dromoland Castle, this is in County Clare. It's not terribly far from Shannon Airport, and they offer a private hawk walk. The Killarney Falconry, so this is down near Killarney, County Kerry, has guided hawk walks, and these are in the beautiful background of the McGillicuddy Reeks, so it's a beautiful scenic area. Also near Killarney is Falconry Kerry, and they offer private experiences on a working farm. So if you want to maybe combine that Irish farm experience with your falconry experience, this would be the place to do it. They have friendly alpaca, and in the spring they have lambs, so that's fun. Falconry Ireland in County Wicklow offers private falconry experiences for individuals and groups. The National Birds of Prey Centre at Rustborough House, also in County Wicklow, offers multiple private tours and experiences. They do have some public tours, but those are limited, so you would want to check their website before you planned to visit if you wanted their public tours. There is the Mayfield Birds of Prey in Waterford. This is right off the Waterford Greenway. So if you are heading down to Waterford and you plan to do the Greenway or maybe even get out into the Copper Coast, this would be a great option for you. They offer daily public shows and private hawk walks. And then finally, Hawk Walks Northern Ireland up on the Antrim Coast offers a full falconry experience. So they have a meet and greet with multiple birds before you do the hawk walk, and they just have a hawk walk experience. So if you're only visiting Northern Ireland, there is even a spot for you to experience a hawk walk. Now, there are also some accommodations that can arrange a falconry experience or a hawk walk for you, even though they don't have the mews on site. There are private companies that actually will come in and do those experiences on request. So, if a hawk walk experience is on your Ireland bucket list, there are locations all throughout the country for you to take advantage of and enjoy that truly unique experience. I am always open to a hawk walk experience, and I hope to visit and take in more of these as we continue our Ireland travels. If you enjoyed this podcast, I would love it if you would leave a 5-star review at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you can't leave a review on your podcast app, you can leave a review on the Ireland Family Vacations Facebook page, or if you're an Instagram user, snap a screenshot of the podcast, pop it into your Instagram stories, tag me at Ireland Family Vacations, and just say something nice. I would really appreciate it. If you have questions or comments, you can always email me, Jody, J-O-D-Y, at IrelandFamilyVacations.com. As always, thank you so much for listening, and until next time, slán go fóill.